And he states that everybody that he's talked to in the Fairbanks area is supporting the very thing that Representative Byrne was just addressing. He goes on to say that, in fact, anyone opposing it or attempting to change it in any way will have their name sent to 22,000 people who signed a petition. Mr. Speaker, I really haven't had any statewide ambitions, but if I can get all this free advertising, I might just change my mind.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Rudd.
Community and Regional Affairs will meet Monday morning on House Bill 795, a supplemental appropriation to the department for the benefit of the Fairbanks Town and Village Association, and Senate Bill 372 by Senator Willis, which we've considered before. Also, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to, while I'm on my feet, announce that today, right now, as a matter of fact, in the House Majority Caucus Room, a 30-minute sound and slideshow called Concerns of Alaskan Women will be shown. This was put together as an overview of the Alaska International Women's Year Conference, which took place in May. I have to put in a disclaimer. I understand that I'm in this show, but I haven't seen it, and I can't remember what I said in the interview, so I reserve the right to be pleased or embarrassed by it.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I've got a meeting cancellation. We had intended, as you remember from the announcement yesterday, to continue the House Select Committee on Telecommunications look at the TV proposals at 1, but it's thank you very much. I didn't intend you to hear Rick anyway, and only Irene has to hear this, and because of conflicts of members and so forth, unfortunately, we will not be able to continue it, so we'll have to be rescheduling next week.
Representative Miles.
Judiciary Committee will meet today at 3 o'clock and tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the criminal code.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet at 3 on House Bill 472, Rights of the Mentally Ill.
Representative McKinnon.
The Commerce Committee will meet Monday morning at 8 on House Bill 668, dealing with the State Small Loans Act.
Representative Osterbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resource Committee will meet today at 1:30 p.m., taking up House Bill 791, Oil and Gas Production, House Bill 792, Utilizing of Oil and Gas Fields, House Bill 807, Free Punch Cards for Sports King Salmon, House Bill 815, Oil and Gas Conservation.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, House Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9:30, subcommittee presentation of the transportation budget to the full committee.
Representative Freeman. I understand that that's the beginning of the closing of the budget in the House Finance Committee, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you. Representative Miller.
Speaker, if there's no further announcements to come before the body, I'll ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.